The four Dominican missionary sisters of the Rosary, who gave proof of the deepest love that linked them to their people, after refusing to abandon their mission despite the dangers that came their way. The sisters had settled in the Congo in the spring of 1960, and a few months later, the colony declared its independence. A turbulent period then began. Far from abandoning the area, the missionaries remained steadfast in the face of incoming threats. Arguments, confusion, and fighting between rival factions continued around them, while the sisters continued their charitable and evangelical work. The sisters never considered abandoning the people they were helping, who, on the other hand, also tried to protect them and unconditionally supported their missionary project. They even offered them the option of leaving the area and thus saving their lives. But the missionary sisters rejected that option. One of the sisters' response was, "Our path is God's path, and if we have to die, we will, but we cannot abandon the mission." By the winter of 1964, the situation grew increasingly dangerous, and the nuns were fully aware of the risk they were taking. While some survived, these four women of great courage and boundless love for God and others were imprisoned along with other missionaries. In early November, while outside forces attempted to free them, the Simba's rebels managed to hold them. The four sisters were martyred, suffering all kinds of humiliations, before being executed on November 25th, 1964.